Welcome to Trans Experience, the podcast where we celebrate trans experience as part of the human experience. We're Madison and LG, two trans women diving into everyday life, politics, pop culture, relationships, and more.
Being trans is just one part of who we are. Join us as we laugh, learn, and share stories that remind everyone we're not so different after all.
Welcome to Trans Experience. This is LG.
Hi, everybody. It's Madison.
And we're back to you live with some new updates. First of all, thank you to the Church of Palm because you're hearing us with the equipment that we were able to buy for them sponsoring us. And we also have other updates. From now on, we've gone through a different approach. From now on, it'll be just me and Madison, the other two girls. We appreciate everything that they did, Callie, Tay. You guys brought so much to the podcast, and we appreciate it. I don't think that we'll be this far without them. Maddie just said, you're so loud, but that's only because I have you like this.
Oh, I was like, damn, she's yelling.
So we are getting accustomed to the new equipment. You know, so like, please bear with us. But going back to what I was saying is we really appreciate the other two girls because they made Trans Experience what it is today. Without them, we wouldn't be here. And we know that whatever they decide to do, they're going to be successful at it. They're great trans girls and they have a full journey ahead of them. And whatever they need, we'll always be here for them. Other than that, we also want to take a different direction when it comes to what we pertain. You know, we want to make sure that, so being trans is just one aspect of us. And that's what we were discussing with Maddie. So if you want to give us a little bit more details as to where we're going to be going.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's important for us to not just only talk about trans issues. I think it's important that we kind of discuss a little bit of everything. I think that you and I have such large personalities that, you know, people enjoy kind of our take on things, you know, especially like if it comes to pop culture or baby oil, huh, P. Diddy? You know, like, I think that our takes are kind of fun and quirky in a way. And I know that, like, some people would definitely agree with us on some things. But I think that over the time of knowing each other that we've both learned that we are – you know, people enjoy our company, and it's because we're just real. Like, we're just honest, right? And I know for me anyways that people are always telling me how they love my kind of, you know, fire and brimstone attitude towards things that I'm passionate about. And so I just think it's fun to get into those things and really get to dive deep into those things and understand them better.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, like, this is exactly what we wanted to do from the beginning, and I think that we kind of forgot that part, which was we want to make sure that we invite people in.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to exclude nobody. And like I said, being trans is just a part of who we are. You know, we're also sisters. We're also, you know, professionals. We're friends. You know,
lovers.
You're so loud on your end right now, bro. It's not even funny. People are going to freaking just turn their shit off when they hear you laugh. They're going to be like, nope. Freaking cactus, we're not doing this shit. But, you know, we want to be able to bring guests. We want to be able to get different perspectives. And not just for the trans community or the LGBTQ plus community. I think there's other topics that we would love to embark in. Politics, pop culture.
I would love a man from finance.
I would love a rich man, which sounds like the same thing, you know, like... He knows about his finances. But, you know, we want to dive into whatever, you know, social media it's talking about. We want to dive into, we want you guys to recommend what you guys want to hear us talk about. Like, what is this? What is a topic that you think that it's being excluded or otherwise, you know, that it's not being talked about? And we would love to bring it onto the podcast.
And it doesn't even have to be something that's being excluded. Like, if it's a hot take, you know, like, you know, I usually have a hot take on a couple of things that kind of surprise people when I speak my mind about something. Like, they think that I love dick. I do. But I think that...
It's funny because both of us, with the new equipment, we're getting used to it. So we laugh and we just pull back away from the microphone. Like, we don't know how loud we're going to be. And I think that's another thing that I want us to add. I want us to be able to add video to this. You know, I want people to get to see us, to get... And we're going to try not to edit this as much because we really want to bring it to you guys Raw.
Wow.
And not like Lady Gaga. Raw, 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 raw.
I love that.
Why
song.
Does that sound like freaking dog? Raw, 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 raw.
It's because you're Guatemalan. It's your ESL.
It's my ESL at its finest. Well, fuck you. That sounded pretty American, didn't it? Didn't it, bitch?
It sounded very white, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It sounded like I voted for Trump.
Oh, girl! We're going there already. Okay. I mean, this is why we want to do this is because it just... At the end of the day, I think that what Tay and Kelly brought is absolutely irreplaceable. That's a terrible time to do that.
And no shade to what she was saying. It's just that you should see, like, the shit that we're doing here. You know, it's just, like, we're trying to make sure that this equipment is working right. So we're making mistakes here and there. And I happen to laugh just when this bitch is saying that. So it's like, shade. No, it's no shade.
No, well, there are a lot of cords. There's a lot of cords. And I don't think we have them all plugged in correctly, honestly.
Let me. If this was somebody's Pace machine, you know, like that shit that they hook you up to, they would have died by now. They would be dead as fuck. Like, not 20, 25 for them.
Nobody is surviving us right now.
Like, this new technology, like, this reminds me how fucking old I am. You know
honestly,
what I mean?
Honestly.
Like, what does that... Not only can I not see the letters.
Yeah.
But anyway, squirrel.
Yes.
But yeah.
No, so I was saying that what Tay and Kelly brought to us was absolutely irreplaceable. Like, there was nothing... There's nothing that's ever going to be what they are in these episodes. And hopefully, you know, in the future, we can definitely, you know, like, do an episode with the four of us again. Just
like a reunion.
Like a reunion. Because, I mean, we really did create something special. And, you know, we all are at a different place in our lives. And I just want them to stay focused on what is important right now. And that's building the life that they want. And mm-hmm. I think that they need time to do that. And this was not something that, like, you know, any of us took lightly. This is something that was very, very difficult. Our schedules are so busy. I mean, if you've been with us from the very beginning, you know, like, we started off every week and we came in hot and excited. And then life happened and I got pulled out of Arizona for 4 months, you know. And so we all just tried to do our best. And I think that it just kind of, you know, we grow. And I really want them to keep growing. You know, but I think to do that, some time away is needed. And I think that that's the best choice for them right now is to focus on their careers and their jobs and their lives.
And I agree with you. I think that here's the thing. One of the things that I'm most grateful for is this podcast, because it has helped me to build the sisterhood with other girls. It has helped me to see that we're not all the same, that we all have different opinions and that we don't stand for the same things. Being able to have that diversity within my community allows me to become more culturally educated and more understanding of somebody else's barriers. Because mm-hmm. here's the thing, even though I'm a minority, being this minority still comes with certain entitlements. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That I have never realized. Yes, I am taking counseling in school, so that's why I know about culturalization and all of that stuff. Because I'm a meditated now. Which, by the way, I know this bitch fucks with me all the time about my English.
Mm-hmm.
But tell me why this bitch on English 102 just got an A, bitch.
What?
What? And I didn't sleep with the teacher.
This time, huh? Wow, that's growth. That's what we call growth.
Oh, he had girth, okay? No, but I was, like, really surprised. You know? And those
me
are, like,
too.
What? Because for me, my like, English, like, I can do almost any class. But English is, like, my Mount Everest. You know, it's, mm-hmm. like the whole citation. They made me do an annotated bibliography. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, do I get it at the pharmacy? Like is there a disease, you know, like
does it itch?
Right? Like, am I gonna need penicillin for it? And you know, like, doing all of this shit is new to me. And here's the thing, every single time that I turned in a paper every single week, it was always expecting the lowest score. And every single week, like, I kept surprising myself, and I came to find out that the only way that I can fail is when I don't even try at all.
That's that inner saboteur that gets me every time. And it always rears its ugly head.
Is that like from Twilight, the Saboteurs?
No, no.
What was their name?
I was definitely Team Jacob, but the inner saboteur is the person that is always trying to tell you.
I know what it means, bitch. Oh, wow. I was being funny with the whole, because it sounds like the Saboteurs, you know, like from Twilight, like the main. Yeah.
Then be funny.
Suck a dick, bitch.
Oh, yes, that would be great. Anyways, so yeah, so no, I think it's a great thing because I think that it shows that just when we doubt ourselves the most is when we actually buckle down and get through it the best. Like, so it when shows it.
So when it comes to daily things, and let's not just keep it on trance because we already know what you struggle when it comes with that.
Yeah, my height.
Really? I love your height.
I hate
you could be
it.
A fucking model, bitch. Anyways. What is the daily struggle that you have, you know, where you self-saboteur yourself?
Honestly, my height. Because, like, I mean, I go to bed every night hoping I wake up shorter, and I get up every morning hoping I'm shorter.
So,
I mean, I don't know how else to explain it. I hate it.
She had a chance. And today when you share at the meeting, I know you had a chance to be shorter.
Mm.
But I guess you wanted to keep your legs and you didn't let them amputate those.
Okay, so backstory.
I fucking love you.
Backstory is that I was in a really
serious... I'm gonna look like a bitch.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah, you are. You are. Wait till they hear the story. Yeah, wait till they hear the story.
Well, so... she had a chance. She's like, I want to keep my legs, you know, like whiny bitch, you know.
It's that funny to listen right now. They don't know the story. The story is that back in 2008, I was in a really serious car accident and. They were going to amputate one of my legs because the injury was so bad. But then the surgeon got in there and was able to fix everything and put titanium rods in there and call it a day. And
titanium.
And I sink when I swim, though, by the way. If you put me in a pool, I sink straight to the bottom.
I already told you why. It's because of that fat ass, bitch. That's why.
There's no fat ass. I'm saying that.
We posted a picture. Remember when we were in the pool?
Oh, make an ass?
Yeah, they've seen that ass, bitch. So don't come at them like, oh, I don't know, like she trying to be humble with that ass.
It looks like National Geographic was like filming the water, the elephants getting out of the water.
There's a reason why I did not come out of on those pictures. Like, would have looked like, ooh, and this is a hippopotamus.
It was because you control the edit, bitch. That's why it wasn't in there.
That's right. I'm not stupid enough. I edit my shit. If God wanted us to be ugly, there would be no filters.
But God didn't invent filters. He invented the man that made filters.
Exactly. So he knew what
just
was
like
going
to
happen.
God made an old man to make Victoria's Secret. Did you know that?
Because that was his secret.
It was God's or Jesus's.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I wonder.
I want to have a miracle on my back someday like Mary did when she had Jesus.
You've had a miracle on your back.
Oh. Miracle what?
No, the miracle of life that you decided to just wash off.
Oh, God. With last night's towel. Ah! Anyways, that's getting gross. I don't think our listeners want to hear the perversion that we're offering right now.
Your perversion.
Nobody's going to listen to this episode.
They're going to listen to this and they're going to cancel
us. Talk about perversion. Talk about P. Diddy, huh? How about that?
And this is when you know that I need therapy. Because when these allegations and everyone that was involved, male, you know, obviously, because Beyonce can go with a pussy, I don't care.
Whoa.
It's her choice. Okay. I mean, we live in a free country. I mean, not enough. Anyways, hopefully we won't get canceled for these jokes. But my first thought, because I was a really promiscuous child, right? I was a really promiscuous teenager. My first thought was, where was he?
You would. You could see her in there trying to have a freak off by herself.
Didi, I brought my own baby oil.
You're so bad. Now, let's be clear. The women that were involved in this were, this was not okay, obviously. Like, jokes are jokes. But, like, the women that suffered at the hand of this man, like, that is terrible. Did you see the video with Cassie?
Yes, I definitely see it. And here's the thing. I think that sometimes we become so oppressed that we don't believe that we can get out of that situation.
And by we, you mean just anybody in a domestic...
Anyone in a domestic violence situation. Anyone that feels that their life is threatened, or anyone who thinks that they don't have the power nor the capacity to pull away. Mm-hmm. So this is what happened. And I've used this example before, I think. In India, they use elephants, Asian elephants, to as horses, right? To do the whatever it is, the daily duties. When the baby horse is born, I mean, the baby elephant is born, they grab a chain and they chain him to the wall. For the first few months of his existence, the baby elephant tries to break away from that chain. But he's not able to because he's too little. He's too weak to break that chain. Fast forward 2 years after that, he's tried so many times in his, you can say, childhood or calfhood, whatever that it would be, that by the age that he's two and he's got the strength to rip that chain away, he doesn't even try anymore because he gives up. Mm-hmm. Because he doesn't think that he has the strength. And here's the thing. If you're in a relationship like that, if you're in a situation like that, there's always an option. You do not have to stay. You can count on other people. Don't try to do things on your own. Because it is sad to hear everything that this man did. Allegedly, we have to say that.
I mean, that video makes it pretty clear.
Yeah, but the other things are not that clear. Especially when you drop like the big names that are being dropped around this case. You know, so
I guess my question is, like, do you actually believe that he has a chance of walking away from these charges? Because you say allegedly, no. Like, there's an opportunity for him to walk away from this unscathed.
I don't think that there is.
Because I think we've seen the end of Diddy.
I think that there's, it's kind of like R. Kelly, you know?
Yeah, but I never really liked him, so.
Well, and it's not, here's the thing, people. It's not about liking them or not. It's about what they were doing. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of people that I like. There's a lot of people that I dislike. And I can admire your talent. Mm-hmm. I can definitely admire your talent if you have it. Mm-hmm. And say, like, you know what? That's a great singer. That's a great writer. That's a great rapper, of course. But sometimes your actions dim down your fucking talent. You know what I mean? And it's not worthy. And what I was going to say about this whole case is that it's sad to hear the things that have happened. But it also helps us to understand those who are under Diddy and the way that they behave and the things that they did. You know, one of the biggest victims that they're talking about is Justin. Mm-hmm. Now it makes sense why he was like, you know what I mean? Now it makes, everything makes so much fucking sense.
Well, I mean, I think that that's also just like us putting two and two together without all of the information, you know? Like,
true assumptions.
Yeah, like I think that maybe, let's say in 10 years we find out that, you know, Justin had a different situation with something else, and then all of a sudden go, oh yeah, that makes sense. Like, you know, it could be that Justin had lost, you know, a close relative that he was not willing to publicize, and so like all of a sudden go, okay, that makes sense that he lost his marbles. I mean, it makes sense they lost his marbles because of what happened with Diddy. Like, that also makes sense, but like there's no direct correlation without him saying it first, which brings me to like male assault. You know, like, is that something?
It's real.
It's real, but like, it's not in their world because they're not allowed to come up and say, "Hey, this is what happened to me." Like, there was a documentary I watched about the Boy Scouts, who, wow, like, holy shit, right? Like, so much horrible things happened, and like, I survived a lot of sexual assault as a child, but like, not to the extent the Boy Scouts have been accused of, and actually tried in court. Like, this documentary was amazing. Anyways, I think it's called Lost Boys or something. I think it was Lost Girl that was for the Girl Scouts. Anyways, it was a really good documentary. But it showed that there's like, you know, there's this one side to it. There's one side to the story that's on surface, and then there's another side to it that's so much deeper. You know, and like I feel like for males to come forward and say they have been sexually abused, it's looked down upon. Like, it's like, don't say that out loud. You're a man, right? Like, I think also with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, like, this man has been recorded by this woman of her taunting him, saying that they will never believe you because men don't get assaulted. Like, it's so sad.
I think that there's two things that I want to say when it comes to that. It is a thing. Mm-hmm. You know, there is such thing
it's
as
a very real thing.
As, you know, as male assault or whatever you want to call that. And the problem is that we live in a society that excludes men from being vulnerable, that excludes men from saying, like, I feel sad. Mm-hmm. I feel broken. I think that we have heterosexual men, you know?
Yeah.
We have it where they are not allowed to have any emotions and where they're not allowed to have any weaknesses. And it leaves really little space for them to be able to come up and expose these things.
So I have a question. No, go sorry ahead. To interrupt you, but I have a question because, like, you said heterosexual men. Like, do you think that it's even harder than that for gay men to, like, exist with this trauma also?
Well, this is the problem with it, okay? With heterosexual males, it's you have no emotions, right? And you're not allowed to speak about it because you need to be strong. You need to be this.
Yeah.
The barrier for gay males, I believe it to be, you're disgusting. You wanted it. You were probably asking for it because that's the stereotype that comes with us. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, I think that, and it's like I said, there's certain entitlements and certain barriers that come with being certain communities. Mm-hmm. You know, for the gay males is they ignore it. You know, not because it didn't happen, but because they probably provoked it. They probably want it, and now they're... You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And with males, it's more like, you need to toughen up. Like, don't mm-hmm. be a little bitch. Mm-hmm. It's different. You know, mm-hmm. like it's a different... It's the same issue, but with a different barrier. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's where it comes to. The second thing that I wanted to say was, I am grateful to my mother, to my higher power, and to those who have been around me protecting me, because I have never seen that in my life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There is such things as sex trafficking. There's you know, like child trafficking. There's so much shit going on. And God knows that in my addiction, I put myself open for a lot of things that should have happened to me. And I've been blessed enough to not have seen that evil on this world. And I think that sometimes it makes you insensitive to the real shit that happens on this world. You know what I mean? That's why I have such a dark sense of humor, because it really, like, it hasn't been my story. Mm-hmm. So it's easier for me to laugh about it versus someone that has actually gone through that. You know, so I'm learning to be more mindful. I'm learning to be more understanding that just because I haven't experienced it doesn't mean that it doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I'm always going to fuck around. I'm always going to, like, you know, and laugh and everything. Fuck around, find out.
Then see you. No, I think that also, though, like, not to exclude it, because, like, it doesn't mean that, you know, this conversation doesn't mean that it's easier for women to come forward. Like, that
we, no, definitely.
We know that's not true. But for this conversation, I think it's important that, because this Justin Bieber conversation led us here, right? Like, we don't know the trauma or the damage that has been done, right? Like, I just got to share at Lambda for the first time in a couple of years, really. And I talked about my sexual trauma as a child again, as a young adult. And it never gets easier. However, knowing that someone in that room, unfortunately, had the same experience, but then gets to see me and how I came out of it,
yeah,
is I think important. Is that because now they can see that it does happen, and we all wish it didn't, but it does happen. It's a reality, and trying to figure out how to move on from that is so difficult. It's beyond difficult, you know, and I used all the wrong things to cope with it. I used all of the wrong ideas and mechanisms. I didn't pull any of the right levers. I was just trying to get higher and drunker than I did the day before, and that never worked out for me. And so I just think it's important to continue to share that this is a problem, obviously, in the world. And, like, we need to be more mindful of when someone in the room has decided to be vulnerable and tell us these things that happened to them and give them that space, you know? And I just don't think that Justin Bieber's ever had that space, because he's always kind of surrounded by, you know, this. And then, and of course, he went through his own craziness, right? Mm-hmm. And so, like, it's just, like, how broken is he, I feel like? Like, I don't know. I don't think we'll ever know.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Like, just the same way that we talked about, like, being trans is just one aspect of who we are. Mm-hmm. Being molested or being raped or mm-hmm. it's just one of the layers of traumas that mm-hmm. we have.
Yeah.
So to that, you add abandonment, you add rejection, you add
loneliness,
sadness, guilt. Addiction, guilt, shame. It's like a whole fucking different beast. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like they said, drugs were never the issue. They were the solution to those traumas, because yeah. we didn't know how to cope. And I think that at the end of the day is we acknowledge all of those things, but we also acknowledge, here it comes, mental health. It is a thing.
Yep, I didn't see that coming.
Right? You're going to see this coming.
Oh, my God.
But, like, you know what I mean? Like, please, people, like, pay more attention to your mental health. Like, I know, especially with us minorities, it's like, you don't have nothing. You're just bored. Go clean outside. You know, like, it's not like that. Like, mental health, trauma, your cognitions, like, your cognitive map has been drawn by your past events in your life.
Okay, English 102.
I'm telling you, bitch. I've learned a few things. But you know what I mean? Like, that cognitive map is there, and it was drawn by every single experience that you had. Whether it was good or bad, it has given you a perception of the world, whether it's distorted or not, it's there. And the only way that you can fix yourself, the only way that you can improve yourself, is by diving into that darkness that you don't want to dive into.
Well, you know, I think it's, I think it was RuPaul that actually said it, was that you can look into the darkness, but don't stare into it, and don't stay too long in there, because obviously once you're there, you can't get out. So you can look at it, but don't stare there too long.
For myself, and this is what I've said, I was put into the darkness so that I can become my own light. You know what I mean? That light has always been within me. I'm a spiritual being of light, and and we all are.
And I think my light gets brighter every day. You know, like
oh, that's because you're white.
Oh, thank you. It's because I glow in the dark.
You glow, yeah, definitely, bitch.
Yeah, you should see that. So no, but like really, I do. Like I feel like today, I feel like a shining beam of light for people, and I want that. Like I want them to understand there's happiness and there's healthiness on the other side of this addiction. But at the same time, I'm gonna wake up tomorrow and feel even brighter. And I think that's the key to it. Like we're never at our full potential.
One of the things that I love that someone told you today, and it was her friend, Wayne, and he was...
God bless him.
Because Madison has gone through a lot of traumas. You know, you share about them today, and a lot of people's jaw dropped. Mm-hmm. Like, even our friend Brent was in tears, he said, because, like, here's this bitch talking about all of this shit that has happened to her, how she's been victimized, but she never placed herself as the victim. Mm-hmm. She said, I've stopped playing the victim. Like, and I forgot exactly what Wayne told you, but it was beautiful because it is true. Even though you've been victimized, you're not a victim and you don't see yourself as a victim. And that's what makes us strong. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So always keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. You are stronger than what you think. There's always a solution. Reach out to people. There's numbers that you can call. 911 is one of them. The only one that I know. 988
is the mental health suicide hotline.
You know what I mean? Like there's reach out to people. Like you don't have to do shit on your own, but we just wanted to give you that input. This is just a taste of what we'll be discussing.
We ran the gamut on this. Like we went from one end to the other in like 0.5 seconds.
And that's exactly what we intended to do from the beginning. Mm-hmm. You know, like we just got so like, we needed the space. And here's the thing. We don't regret any of the episodes that we recorded all of them have been fucking awesome.
Honestly, I still listen to the How Did You Know episode probably once a month just to check in with myself to see, you know.
If you're still trans.
If I'm still trans, yeah.
If I haven't changed my mind.
Yeah. Well, no, because since that episode aired, I've had quite a few people tell me, like, how did you just discover this? And I go, well, I mean, there were signs. Let's be clear. There were signs. But, like, in the episode I talk about, like, you know, there were signs.
Probably things in your mouth.
But probably things in my mouth. You're probably right. You know, like, I always had to be the female version of whatever we were doing. You know, if we were playing animals, I had to be the female bear. Like, it's stupid. But anyways, so, yeah, I listened to that episode a lot. You know, and it's because it was like this beginning of our journey, obviously, but like it means a lot to me to have that first episode with the three of us.
I'm really glad to hear that. And hopefully you guys will keep on tuning into us and hopefully we keep on making, you know, content that you guys enjoyed. We will really appreciate
feedback. Are we doing this once a month?
We're going to try, because the other thing is that we're not going to try to do, like I said earlier, is edit it. Mm-hmm. And usually that's what takes me the longest because I edit. Mm-hmm. Not anyone else.
I don't.
Say that one more time. They didn't hear you.
I've never even claimed to edit.
Oh, that part. That part. But then they'd be like, hey, when the episode coming out? Well, bitch, when you go come and edit this shit? You know, like, it will be faster if you come and help. No, but, like, we're going to try to do it, not as edited, because we do want to give you, like, a real version. And here's the thing, like, we're no speakers.
No.
You know what I mean? We're not... Well, this bitch is educated. I'm barely getting educated.
Oh, come on, 102. Okay. Okay, come on, 102.
That's right, A.
Hey.
Okay. But I'm really proud of that. I already said that.
You should be.
But we really want to bring you guys content that is as original as possible can be. So expect more of this. Hopefully, like I said, you guys will keep on tuning in. I hope that what you take from today is that life goes on, that sometimes life happens, and we're proud of where we're at today. We're grateful for the girls that we had in this, throughout this journey. We're excited for the new journey to come.
Yes.
Keep your head up, keep your ears open, and keep tuning to us, because we will come at you with better content than ever.
And yeah, keep your ear holes open.
Why do you have to say holes, though?
Ear holes?
I'm pretty sure they know when I said ears.
I just want to make sure. Ear holes. Ear holes. Okay. Okay. This has been fun.
Anyways, thank you for tuning in. This is LG.
This is Madison.
And this has been The Trans Experience.
Bye.
Bye. Can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah!
I'm done with this, bitch. Have a great day, everyone.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to Trans Experience. The Trans Experience is a human experience, and together, we can create a world where every story matters. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, share, and connect with us wherever you stream your podcasts.
Until next time, we'll keep celebrating our humanity, breaking barriers, and living life boldly. Stay kind, stay real, and we'll see you next month.